Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the Transformation Cafe with your host, Robin Misevich. Transformation Cafe, a weekly half hour of light, topical conversation about health, wellness, happiness, personal growth, spirituality, and other insights. We're glad you're here. Transformation Cafe, a fun place to nourish your soul. Now, let's get started and introduce our diners for tonight's show.
Well, hey, everyone. I want to welcome you to the Transformation Cafe. I'm your host, Robin Misevich, and we've got a rising star in the cafe today. I'm so excited about that. I'm going to go ahead and get this. We already got the giggles. It's going to be a good show. Anyway, I want to go ahead and get my lovely co-host, Miss Amy. How are you doing today?
I'm feeling the need for some angels in my life.
Well, that's good, because we've got one of the girls who just, like, she's like, in real deep with these angels, let me tell you. It's very, very exciting. We have Phoenix Writing Star in the cafe today. Phoenix, how are you today?
I'm well, thank you, and you are amazing, I have to say. Thank you so much for having me here.
Oh, so glad to look forward to it, and we're going to be playing in other ways, too. We're going to talk about that at the end of the show, some other activities that we're going to be doing with Phoenix as well, so we're excited about all that. But today, we're going to be talking about a book that she wrote about 3 years ago, and it's called The Recipe for Your Soul, 5 Steps to a Delicious Life. And, you know, is that, like, perfect for the cafe or what? Yes.
Amen.
I'm going to say that.
Amen.
Amen, sister, for that. Yeah. So I think, just real quick, what we'll do is, Amy, why don't you tell me how you know Phoenix and she basically how that all got started, and then we'll jump into the book. How about that?
Sure. Talk about, okay. You know, angels and support. And it's so funny because I had to really stop and think about how did I connect with Phoenix to begin with. I honestly don't really remember. I had 7 women coming from all over the country meeting me in Phoenix to do a retreat. And somehow or other, I found you, and I gave you a call, I think it was, and you set up the most magnificent 2 days with you and your husband at the center, and we went to a fairy grove or whatever you would call that, a labyrinth, a medicine wheel, and vortexes, and did a couple of shamanic journeys, and I've been in love with you ever since, and that's how we met. And I don't have no clue how that happened.
I think you'd actually come into our center by yourself first, and then I remember getting an email from you saying, hey, I've got this group, what do you think?
Okay, great. That's a good thing you know. So I have, great.
Well, one thing we were talking
about, and then we reconnected when Rob and I were in Sedona, and then I had to just get out of the way. I put those two face to face at the restaurant table and got out of the way, and the big bang happened.
Yeah, cookies were flying. It was very exciting. There you go. And I really want to say, and isn't it lovely when you meet somebody and you look at them and you already feel like, I just know this person. And I think that's, for me personally, that was the way it was when I met you, Phoenix. I definitely felt like we were kindred spirits, and, you know, we know the humor of an angel and how they love to just play with you. They love to play with you sometimes. So I think that's really a fun thing to be able to do that. So, okay, so that's basically a little bit of Phoenix. So, Phoenix, why don't you kind of introduce yourself to the, there's so many different directions we can go with who you are and all the different skills and lovely talents you have. So, you know, how would you like to introduce yourself for the cafe?
Oh, gosh. Well, thank you so much. And you're right. I wear a lot of hats, but right now I'm the creator, founder, and director of the Healing Angel Protocol, which is a 3-level, 6-month training in working with angels and guides and really stepping full on into changing your cellular memory and changing your DNA for all kinds of exciting changes in your life. But I also work with healing arts practitioners to help them on their path of purpose and passion so they can be lucrative doing what they love. And I love working with healing arts practitioners, yes, because, you know, these are the ones who are totally on a path of service and they're just so guided to be there, but they don't always have the marketing understanding of how to do this and still make a living. Do you know what I mean? So it's fun to work with them. So that's, I would say those are the two major areas of my life right now.
And boy, they're very phenomenal, let me tell you. Just I'm so excited. She's going to be gifting us with a meditation that's actually working on being able to work on that cellular level, of being able to release things that, you know, we just, whether you knew you needed to or not, the angels will be able to be there to assist us and help us to do different kinds of stuff. So anything else you want to kind of add in with this, Aim, before we start talking about her book?
Well, you know, I think the thing that I love most about you, Phoenix, I love a lot of things about you, but how you have a foot on heaven and a foot on earth. And we need that kind of guidance. And I'm really grateful to have you here to help mentor all these amazing people who are trying to figure out how to do that.
Oh, thank you for saying that. I have two earth signs, you know, my rising, my sun sign and my moon sign are both earth signs. So there you go.
Well, there you go.
Who's more grounded than that?
It's like plant somebody in the dirt, right? That's the only other way you're going to get that grounded. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, first of all, the book is called Recipe for Your Soul, Five Steps to a Delicious Life. And Phoenix was gracious enough to send that to me so I could go ahead and be looking at it before we did the show. And I love this book. I love how personal you are about your journey and as you go along, just how you kind of woke up to just the different things the angels were working with you. As you know, you moved from living in Omaha to winding up living in Sedona and that whole journey. And she's so generous. When you get the book, at the back of it, she offers you a meditation for each of the different chapters. And they are so great that they really add to one another, but they're so powerful just on their own that I think it's just really, really great. And again, the cellular release one is, I'm so grateful that you're going to do that with us a little bit later. So how did you get to write the book?
You know, everything I do is just divinely inspired, and I knew there was a book in me, and I kind of had a sense of it was going to be this five-step process because I'd been using it with my clients just to make sure it was going to work with more than just me, you know what I mean? So I was using it with my students and my clients, and I kept thinking, you know, I need to get this into another format because I think there's a lot of do-it-yourselfers who just want to read a book and then go do it. They don't want to hire a coach. They don't want to work with somebody. They just want to do it on their own. And I was thinking, gosh, there's got to be a good way, an easy way to make this happen. And, of course, in, you know, divine timing, here comes this workshop working with a publisher, Think Like a Publisher, who just lays it out in terms of what are publishers looking for, and here's how you put it together, and then here's how you can market it to either, you know, a traditional publisher, or you can do your own publishing, self-publishing, because that's becoming such a big thing. And that just landed in my lap, and it was the perfect thing for me at the time, so I just jumped on it, and it just took off from there. It's been a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's so cool. So what this book really does is it really takes you from looking at the, you know, one thing I like about it is, you know, yes, it's just the steps to a delicious life, but it helps you define what would a delicious life be and being able to look at that. And there's so many people who feel lost when it comes to sense of, you know, being able to even define that. And I really appreciate how you said that within the book. It's like, even if you don't know now in that first chapter, by the end of it, you're going to be able to be working with that. And I also really appreciated how you just said, what you're seeing in this first chapter about what you think it is, it's okay because we can keep allowing it to evolve and change and do whatever it needs to do. I think that's such a good lesson for people to realize that, you know, you don't lock it in and think that, okay, well, I've said it, so I guess I'm stuck. You know, and just what I think I want to do, and thank God for that, right? Because definitely the angels are just like, well, you think you want that, but we're going to show you along the way that it's going to be a little bit different. Like you think you're living in Omaha, now you're in Sedona. Okay, whatever that looks like. Yeah. So, how would you like to add to that, or you know, what was that process of, you know, really gently walking somebody through that, and really giving them an encouragement that just. allowing themselves, it's like you're really giving people permission to evolve. And I love that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I think that one of the things that with people who have never made any kind of conscious change before, the first thing is understanding that you are not a victim of the universe, you know, that this didn't happen because there's something that the universe says, okay, we're just going to stick you in that box and you're stuck in that box for the rest of your life. You know, no, we are co-creators. And the instant we begin to realize that we are co-creating with the universe, everything changes at that point, because then it comes down to what do you want? Because the universe will bring you exactly what you want and what you're putting out there. But if you're putting out there the same old stuck energy, that's what you're going to get back. You know, that's just the basic law of attraction. But if you're putting out there change and I want something different, even if you don't know what it is, you've started opening that door to something different. And then the universe will start scrambling around going, okay, you want this? How about this? How about this? How about this? And that's when you start realizing, oh my gosh, we really are co-creators. Because the more specific I am in how I'm phrasing what I'm looking for, the more specific I'm going to get it. And if I don't like it, I'm not locking myself into the rest of my life being miserable and unhappy. It's okay to change it anytime. If I don't like what I've manifested, I can change that. And there's no shame. There's no blame behind it. It's just a change. That's all it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
May I share something? Robin, is it coming to me? Robin?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
An example. This literally just kind of came to me the last couple of days, but a good friend of mine really held up a mirror for me to show me this path. I've always loved business. I've always helped people with their careers. And I love supporting veterans and their spouses. And I really wasn't clear. There was a lot of traditional paths on how to do that, but none of those ever felt right to me. And 2 years ago, the Armed Forces Chamber was created here in Las Vegas, and I work hand in glove with the people that created that. And that is bringing home, for me, career, business, and veterans in a way that didn't exist until 2 years ago.
Oh, fantastic.
Nice. Yeah.
And
but
that
I took a friend showing me that, saying, well, look what you've done. I'm like, oh,
yeah.
I guess I did.
Yes, and that's a perfect example of what I call the feedback loop, you know, where you're putting it out there, you're putting it out there, you're putting it out there, you know, you're not quite there yet, and you're just kind of waiting to see what's going to happen, because sometimes it's a divine timing thing, right? And that's what it was for you. It took all those people and opportunities to get together in the perfect and divine place for you to be able to walk in and say, well, here I am.
Exactly. And then, right, then to say, okay, I'm going to, I see it now, I'm going to do it, and do it.
Yeah. Yes. That walking through the door is probably the hardest thing we could do, because we can receive all that information, we can manifest all the bits and pieces, but making that step is the scariest thing.
Yeah, absolutely. It can be.
I'm kind of
One thing I'm thinking about when, you know, in reading the book is you talked about how there's masculine decisions and there's female decisions.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Do you want to talk about that a little bit? I thought that was a very interesting thing. I've never really had anybody put it that way before. I thought that was great.
Well, it's more of a way of expressing your intentions, and it really mirrors the way that women and men think and how they think differently. So with our masculine intention, you've got you've got every detail in there possible, because they don't want to leave anything out. And they're going to just keep on until you're like almost exhausted listening to all those details. I mean, now this isn't that doesn't mean every male is like that. But when they begin creating their intentions, this tends to be how males think. And it's very linear, it's very logical, and it's perfectly in alignment with who they are and how they process. But when you ask a woman will say, well, I just want whatever's for my highest and best. And
right?
Go,
that's where
okay.
I'm at. I'm like, yeah, that sounds good.
And both parties are very happy with what they get.
Yeah, because I've been doing some masterminding with a group, and it's kind of based on the stuff with Tony Robbins. And it's so driven that way in the masculine about, you know, you break it all down and you're looking at all this stuff and you're like this, you know, and it's like, you know, you have your action steps and la, la, la. And I'm all like, Spirit's got my back. I'm going to show up every day and thank him for all these wonderful things that are happening in my life. And they're looking at me like, what?
Yes.
You know, like, I'm not Tony Robbins.
Totally.
Okay. You know, I know that.
Exactly.
Anyway. Yeah.
But that's a perfect example, you know, a perfect example of masculine programming, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I just thought that was just so interesting about, you know, and one of the things too, that along with that, and I think you kind of address it too with the delicious life, is when it comes to like, what's perfect? Because they said, you know, what's your perfect 2019? And I, you know, in the meditations, you're very good about saying this or something better. You know, because it's not like, why would I want to just lay it out there and define it? And it's just like, well, I want a house and blah, blah, blah. Well, what if, you know, it's the typical answer of like, what if Spirit wants to give you a mansion? And you're like, I'm okay with a condo. You know, I'm okay with a condo or whatever, you know. So,
Do I get a maid with a mansion?
Yeah, whatever. I mean, you know, it's like, well, I have a mansion, but yeah, that would be me because I'm like, I don't want to do all that housework. Forget it, you know, right? No, it's not happening.
Well, and I think
I'm just excited I have a pool inside my house. You know, that's all.
That's a good thing. Yes,
I know.
I think
that's awesome.
Sometimes we don't realize what else is available, and we tend to think small. You know, so if we continue to think small, but we don't crack that door open to allow for something larger or better or bigger, then you can't come in. So by saying this is something better, we're cracking the door open, and then the divine can say, but look, this is so much better and so much more in alignment for you. Let's just bring that to you.
Yeah, but I mean, you don't even do that because we just don't want to be disappointed. You know what I mean?
Sometimes
putting something out there and then feeling like, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Sometimes that's the case. And sometimes we're afraid to put it out there that we might want something, or we're afraid of judgment on the part of other people. Oh, you're so big, you're bigger than your britches, you know, that kind of stuff that we've heard as kids. And, you know, that's old programming. That's just old programming.
Very, very old programming. Well, and that's exciting, this meditation. It's just going to be it. So you want to go ahead and do the meditation? Let's do it.
Yes, please.
Sure, let's do it.
Yes, please.
the reason I picked this, too, is because I thought, well, not everybody's read the book. So, you know, if I did like the last meditation, it might not have as much meaning for everybody. But everybody's got stuff to release. So that's what makes this so good. Okay, so get comfortable either in your chair or, you know, if you're in a place where you can lie down, that's good too. It won't be so long that you'll probably fall asleep, but just allow yourself to get comfortable. And just allow your breathing to get rhythmical in a way that works for you. So you're inhaling slowly and you're exhaling slowly. And at first, when you do this, it may feel like you're kind of forcing it into a false rhythm. But after a little bit, you just kind of gently relax into it. And that allows you to let go of all thought and just be present in this moment now. And I invite you to see, sense, or feel yourself in this beautiful place in nature. Now, it's a place, hopefully, where you've been to before, or maybe you've seen a picture of it and you'd like to place yourself there. But the most important part about it is that there's a flowing river, stream, or some kind of body of water there. So you could be by the ocean, or maybe a little brook, or maybe a raging river. It's up to you. And just in your mind's eye and in your heart, place yourself either sitting or lying next to the water, where you can hear the water as it laps and rushes, gushes, gurgles, or bubbles. Really listening to the sound that the water is making. And you might even reach over and just touch the water, feeling what it's like to touch moving water, noticing the temperature and the feel of it. sensing the connection that water brings to all life everywhere. And even smelling the water, because fresh water has a different scent than salt water. And different bodies of water will have different scents associated with them. Notice if there's plants or vegetation to add to that smell. And just take a deep breath in and hold it. And then slowly release your breath and intend to let go of anything you are subconsciously holding on to. It just doesn't serve you. You don't even have to know what it is. And just take another deep breath and slowly release it as you continue to let go of anything you're holding on to that just doesn't serve you. And then one last inhale and very slow exhale. Now, when you're ready, invite in four angels to assist you for this session. You may know who they are, and you may not. And if you don't like to work with angels, maybe there are beings that you're more familiar with that you'd like to invite in, like Jesus or Mother Mary or Buddha or Krishna. If so, just invite them in. Make this session just the way you choose by inviting in whomever you're most comfortable with. These loving beings will position themselves around you. One is lovingly supporting your head. One is at your feet, and there's one on either side of you. You may feel them or sense them or know that they're there. It's also possible you may not have any awareness of them at all, and that's okay. They're still there because you asked them to be, whether you know them or not. As they place themselves around you, just allow yourself to sink more deeply into a healing sleep. It's kind of a dreaming healing sleep where you may hear my voice, or maybe you hear background music, and you could probably care less what is being said. It's a very deep and profound healing state where only love exists. Where there is love, there is no fear. And where there is love, there is no chaos. Where there is love, there is no trauma. So just feel the love. Just take this into every cell in your being. Feel it enter into every level and layer of your energy field. And really feel what it's like to be filled with love. Love is the key to healing. Love is the key to positive change. Love is the way home. So allow love to fill you in every way. As you release anything that's not love, and just stay there for as long as you need to, in this state of love. And when you're ready, you can gently bring yourself back to our voices and back to your room, and just notice how different you feel.
I just love that. Oh my gosh, it's so powerful.
Short and sweet.
I was going to say, did we lose Amy?
I'm here.
I think she's still there.
I moved to the spa. Playing in the water.
Nice. Nice. Oh, that's great.
You know, and I just have to say that every one of these meditations that Phoenix has offered along with purchasing the book. And once you purchase the book, you know, she gives you an access to the all the different meditations. It's just so, like I said, so complimentary to one another and so powerful with the work that you're doing. And really allow yourself to go from chapter to chapter to chapter and, you know, do the work, like just like if it was a, just like it was a workshop. And I just really appreciate so much that you've made it to where, you know, if you can't be in the workshop or you can't, you know, you can do this, you know, you don't necessarily need to have that coach. But yet they can always contact you and make it available to where you can have a conversation or, you know, like you said, you have people, opportunities where people can work with you one-on-one, which I highly recommend if people really feel led to be able to be working with that. I think it's just so powerful.
Thank you so much for doing that. Oh.
Thank you for writing the book. Thank you for the meditation. Thank you.
Oh, and I forgot to mention, too, for the next 5 days, this, you can get the ebook for free on Amazon. So just go into Amazon and put in the recipe for your soul, and you can download it for free for 5 days.
Woohoo! Wow. Nice. How nice. Thank you for doing that. That's awesome.
Yeah.
And you know what?
You're welcome.
Do it. Yeah. Please, I do. It's like, go ahead and do that. And so what help you got coming up that you want people to know about?
Oh, gosh, I've got just an amazing shamanic journey coming up. It's like 2 days workshop. And it's at the, have you ever heard of the Blythe Intaglios?
No.
You know, these are giant geoglyphs. So, like, you know, like down in Peru, they have the Nazca lines and they have the figures in the sand and stuff. We have them in North America, too. And they're actually in both California and Arizona. And we are going to be doing our shamanic workshop on the spring equinox, which is also a full moon. And we're going to be doing it out at the geoglyphs.
That sounds amazing. When is that? So that's going to be... March?
The 21st of March. Yep, 21st of March. 20th and 21st. And we are connecting to the ancestors who created those. And we're connecting to them for purposes of understanding how we can leave our legacy.
Wow.
And then creating our legacy. Yeah. Yeah. I'm very excited about this.
Yeah.
On the website.
Okay.
We'd love to talk to you afterwards. You know, and about the experience. And, of course, we're definitely connected, and I see us doing lots of great things together. And you've got some stuff coming up here in February with the – what are you calling them summits that you do monthly?
Oh, well, actually, I'm on a couple of different summits as opposed to leading one, which is kind of interesting. I've had – this is just a month of getting interviewed. It's just kind of interesting. I'm all fell in my lap. Yeah. So one is tomorrow. My interview is tomorrow called From Pain to Purpose. And it's all about the transformation journey. You know, how do you, it's not so much where do you end up as to how are you getting where you want to go, you know. So it's, again, about that change process. And that's exactly what I'm talking about during this. And then one next week is, let me see here. I've got the name of that. This is Light Your Fire, Extinguish Physical and Mental Burnout by Reigniting Your Purpose. So it's really about getting people passionate again and feeling that passion and following that passion so that they're living a more delicious life, if you will, you know?
Perfect.
Yeah. So these are just short little interviews, but really exciting and I think helpful. And, of course, there's going to be like 20 other experts that are also sharing their words of wisdom. So it's really worth it to sign up for that. And you can find that on my website, phoenixrisingstar.com.
And also with Phoenix, I'm going to be doing my Flower Synergy. So with her people, we're going to be kind of putting something out there where people have – we're going to pick three people that she works with or that are part of her community, and I'm going to be doing some flower reading for them, which is going to be really fun. I'm looking forward to that.
I cannot wait for that. That is just going to be so exciting, and we're going to record that, and then you'll have access to Robin, and we'll have access, and it's going to just be all over the internet, and you're going to be just doing so many flower readings, you won't have time for anything else.
Except my podcast, so there you go. Okay. remind everybody again on your web address and how they can get a hold of you if people are interested in you, Phoenix.
Absolutely. PhoenixRisingStar.com is one of the easiest ways to get a hold of me. And there's a place on there for a free 30-minute talk. If you have questions about what I do or how we might be able to work together, you'll see all the options on there. You'll also see under the resource page, the recipe for your soul book is there, but also my angel website called channelyourspirit.com, which is where I have a lot of free guided meditations, some that are just very reasonably priced, and then this is also where I offer my angel courses. So, yeah, check it all out. Thank you so much.
Yeah, check it all out because it's just amazing stuff, and anything that she's got out there, I've also experienced a couple of her talks where we've done clearing exercises where you actually work with the angels, that she walks you through some meditations with that as well that are very, very powerful. So thank you, Phoenix.
Awesome. Hey, thank you so much, Robin. I can't wait to do your flower readings.
Yeah, well, if you have the time, I'd love for once we get that done, we'll have you come back on and we'll talk on the flip side of that too. I think that'll be super fun. Yeah.
That would be awesome.
So take advantage of the 5-day freebie that's got going on with all that, and we'll have that information with the website. And we'll see you next time here at the cafe. Have an angelically fun day. There you go.
Thanks, everybody. Appreciate it.
We hope you enjoyed listening to the Transformation Cafe podcast. To learn more, visit transformation-cafe.com for show notes, guest information, and links to previous shows. You can also subscribe to the Transformation Cafe podcast on iTunes. Join us again next time at the Transformation Cafe, a fun place to nourish your soul.